The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
How's it going, hey. Everybody? Fucking dickhead. Y'all sit around and look at me until I say something.
As soon as your fucking trap opens, just gotta be ready. I'm like taking real short breaths so that I'm ready to have a burst of noise come out. Like if you waited too long, I'd hyperventilate. We'd have a real fucking issue.
I'll remember that.
Matt fucking just passes out, hits the floor. The first sound you hear of the podcast is boom. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show.
You should be like either Fadre knocking over the tray or his pants. So.
we have a guest player tonight. It's the EMS that there wasn't room in the van for him when they carted Matt's fat ass off.
So I will make this known because I made it known before.
Paramedic could play a cleric.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, paracleric. Yeah. Got it.
It's like, can you roll that d20?
One.
It's like, that's not good. Cool. Not good. Doesn't look good for Matt's death saving throws. It's one down. We are recording on the new equipment. Troy and I are relegated to one of the old mics because the issue we had with Tomb last night is still prevalent in that fuck this program. So four in, four out, and we really need five because there are five of us. But we'll get there. I'm still bitter about this.
Baby steps.
I can tell.
I'm fucking same size or different sides of the same coin. Fuck.
Like, still pissed.
Troy's my evil twin.
So mad. So anyway, the audio quality on Matt should be significantly better. At least in the test, he sounded great.
We apologize ahead of time.
Which is great because I am having my late summer onset of the dry air affecting my vocal cords, so I will sound a little gravelly. It'll increase weekly until about October. So you're welcome, America.
I am EQing you at the start with smooth vocal.
Cool.
Everyone is going to sound like Casey Kasem.
Peanut butter smooth.
Everyone will be talking like America's top 40.
Well, that is not how Casey Kasem talks.
Wow. Close enough. It doesn't matter. The boy
doesn't say anything.
No,
and Casey Kasem's fucking dead, so.
The smooth vocals. It's going to take care of everything.
We're going to play a fucking game? Or
I mean, I'm waiting patiently.
Casey Kasem always talked like this, but then they put the smooth vocals on.
Casey Kasem's like from fucking Alabama. Nobody had an idea about it. Hey, y'all like them there radios? We got a...
I hear you play the music off that little box.
We got a dedication to Mildred coming from...
The filter apparently also corrected his syntax and grammar.
It's fucking brilliant, man. That's why you got to pay top dollar for this.
Man.
But apparently not top dollar enough, you farts.
Okay, so you guys ended last time being led out of Overlake Hold by Gartukar.
And Gartukar is...
I was just about to ask.
Oh. I can say, I honestly don't remember exactly how we ended.
We were in jail, and then somebody let us out.
How did we get arrested?
You threw a card that let you make sure and find that drow.
That's right.
Yep.
Which and was apparently a bad idea.
That ended up being a bad idea.
That was about the time that the session went off the rails.
I think we probably would have been in the jail.
It was the time Matt didn't fuck up. Mm-hmm. It was somebody else.
Could have gave me the idea. It's his fault.
Well, yeah, usually interrogating people following you is a good way to find out clues. We found so many more clues otherwise.
Hey, fans, if somebody could maybe draw a little fan art, Troy with a little devil Cody and a little angel Cody on his shoulders. Whispering in his ears, I would really like to see that.
There is no angel Cody.
Yeah, there's just two devil Codys. I'm down with that too.
It's just like one lone feather.
You know, this is why we get dice out before we start recording.
Board edits it out. That's not part of the smooths. This sounds like Casey Kasem now.
Falling over because he's dead.
Jeez. See? Finally did it. Remember that little red dot I told you to look for?
Yeah.
I just did it.
What's the red dot? Yeah. When you laugh too loud?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, does everybody remember who Gartukar is and everything like that?
I do, because I take notes.
No? Cool.
He's keeper of the
fuck you had to ask before the session started.
No, I asked about the one that I didn't have written down, which I still never wrote down.
You also asked about Gartukar, you fucker.
No, I said
Gartukar. I was sitting right here.
I said Gartukar is the guy who got us out of prison, right, Jeff? He said yes.
That is asking. That was a question you asked.
And the name that you did not write down was Maskelir.
You know, the way that you asked that, that's the kind of way that old grandmas get taken for money. I'm sorry. Cut that. Cut. Okay. And that
joke
restart.
That joke didn't land at all.
No.
He tripped all over it.
I blame my voice.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
Seasonal allergies affect poor joke tone.
Man, you give us the seasonal allergies all year long.
Okay. Ooh. So you guys are let out of Overlake Hold right here on the map.
Yep.
And you are taken back through the gate.
Okay.
You're taken back through the residential area and across this giant gorge that runs through the middle of the city across a bridge.
It's more of a gulch.
It's actually more of a furrow, which is what it's named.
This is where we were taken after we left the prison?
Yes.
Can we time out for a sec?
Sure.
I don't remember any of that. I just
half of our people
are sitting... this is what is going on right now.
This is currently happening.
You're in the now. Live in the now.
Go ahead.
Hold on for a moment. We're forgetting about...
It is now.
We're forgetting about four or five people.
They're back at the inn. Yeah.
Do we really want to involve the people who weren't arrested?
Okay. This is a legitimate question. Are we about to leave this city? If so, we're leaving all those people there.
No. We are doing the dirty work of Gartukar, the Keeper of the Flames, to get out of prison.
Yeah.
I thought he just got us out.
Of prison.
He's taking you guys with him.
We promised to do a little job.
Surrounded
for him.
By guards.
We got a little wet work.
All right. I thought he was sending us out of the city to do something and we were leaving.
When have you
there.
Met anyone in the Underdark who is just like, hey, friend, where's Tom Bombadil here? Because he doesn't exist. He's like, no, I want you to do something and you guys are the patsies.
All right. I misunderstood the situation.
So we're going to get out of jail for our 5-year sentence to get thrown in for 20 years after we get caught doing whatever he wants.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Or fed to his pet dragon.
Oh, yeah, there is a dragon.
Mm.
All good?
The dragon's name is HVAC, since it's their heating system.
So you're led across...
Troy tried not to laugh, but he
the
hit
great,
him. They hit him.
The great worm, HVAC.
It would just be like, his name would just be... There'd be no ACK.
Oh, yeah. it's a white dragon. They can do fire, too. It's cool.
It's a black dragon, isn't it? Wasn't it a black dragon?
Sure black dragons don't light forges.
Yeah.
No. Oh,
they
spew acid.
White dragons, ice.
You guys are led across Latiger's furrow over into the fancy part of town.
Can you describe the furrow?
It is a massive chasm that runs through the middle of town.
Okay, massive, like 500 foot across. Are we taking a rope bridge? Like, what's going on?
You know, it's listed somewhere on here.
That's unfortunate. Anytime they give you numbers,
yeah,
about 400 feet.
Okay. And how deep?
Several hundred feet.
Is it a stream at the bottom, I assume?
No. It's open down at the bottom. You can see the cheap housing for Durgar built into the sides of it.
Oh, cool.
Like apartments. Mm. So, you can tell once you are across the furrow into this side of the city. That is the fancy part.
What are the cardinal directions on this map? Is there actually a compass rose or not?
Does not appear so.
Okay.
Tell me where the sun is.
There's still
a north. Oh, no, it does. North. I'm sorry. There's a north. North is up.
Cool.
Tell me where the bitch is. It's across the table.
For those that don't know our orientation, Matt is across the table from Jeff.
So what I was going to say is, so the rope bridge that we've gone across is approximately 400 feet, you said?
Not rope bridges.
Oh, okay.
Stonework.
Yeah.
I was going to Temple of Doom it. If it's 400 feet across and only 200 feet down.
Short round. Chinewa.
Are there natural bridges?
We going for a ride.
Natural bridges or built?
Built.
Oh, yeah.
Very blocky, not like.
We'll just pop out the keystone. It'll be cool.
Normal dwarven stonework is done beautifully. I mean, mm-hmm. it's grandiose. It's you can tell that the dwarves have pride in what they do. This is blocky. This is functional.
It's
massive, but it's not pretty.
It's German.
It's German. I was going to say.
Hello to all our German listeners out there. Guten Tag.
Yeah. We build beautiful bridges. Dick.
Spreckensy dick, Derek.
As you come across the bridge, you can see that this building in between these stalagmites? What are they if they go floor to ceiling?
Columns.
I think they're technically columns.
Yes.
Okay. This fairly large building built in between two of the massive stone columns that litter the whole city. Everything is built into them. But this, you can tell, is like the high manor of whoever's in charge.
So it's the biggest and most grandiose of the columns.
Yes. Still not pretty, but bigger and more grandiose.
Did we ever... I feel like I asked at one point who was in charge of the city, but I was told, was it the dragon or something?
Deep King Horgar.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's
I'm confusing
name.
My campaigns.
It's right there. Deep King Horgar Steel Shadow the Fifth.
I'm confusing my campaigns. Sorry.
The Fifth.
Because one of the things that was a bit of a problem to think about is the fact that the drow...
Oh, I wrote that too.
The ruling house of the drow are here. It is unusual to see, especially a drow, well, it wouldn't be a matron mother, but even it'd be a priestess, obviously, of the house. They wouldn't send anyone else to do business with. Just understanding drow structure, that's like, rather than sending your U.S. ambassador to Russia, say if you were to actually meet the Russian president, that's kind of like what it is. If Mike Pence were to meet a Russian president, that's kind of what it is like to see a priestess here. Wouldn't.
You were just looking at me like you were explaining it to me. I'm sorry. I was miles away. I heard the Sesame Street theme song from the other room, and I was just like in nostalgia land for a minute. I'm really fucking sorry. Did you guys know Fraggle Rock was the first original HBO show? Sorry.
Muppet Trivia with Matt.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Muppet Trivia with Matt.
So if you like The Sopranos, thank the Fraggles.
And Jim Henson.
There's a new Doozers show coming out.
Cool. You keep going past the big, opulent, ugly house.
Do we see anyone in and around the big, ugly, opulent house? Is there a lot of, like, are there a lot of guards? Are there entourages?
You see absolutely no guards.
Okay. Have we seen any guards after crossing the bridge?
You see a few. As you walk past the hold, everybody can make me a perception check.
Woo!
Oh, 10.
14.
9.
3.
Cool. No, you don't see any guard. Yeah, you don't see any guard.
I have a passive perception of 15. And okay. I'm not actively looking for guards because I'm an idiot. So
that is a fair argument. You still don't see any guards.
Shit. Sorry, guys.
I just like the idea that Matt is like, this is real nice.
Yeah.
It's like, how'd you make this? Who lives here? I bet they're nice.
And if you are talking to Gartakar, he does not respond.
He's real friendly.
Yeah. You guys are still surrounded by guards, and you are led through the finer part of town to this cavern.
So at this point, it's very obvious from the architecture that we are out of town.
No, you are on the outskirts of the nice part of town.
Are we going into like a slum then? Or is it still populated?
No, this area would actually probably be more opulently decorated than anything else.
Okay.
Nothing else is decorated.
So this is
this would have actual decoration.
Of?
You see a lot of gold.
Okay.
You see, I wouldn't say temple-like, but finery.
How is the gold sorted?
No, as in like built into things.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, never mind. Not in a giant bed.
Nope.
It's just a big jar of gold.
No, I just kind of worried that if there's a fucking dragon, they tend to like to lay on gold in most fantasy realms, so.
Oh.
I was wondering if we were being fed to a dragon.
Leave you at that opening, and you are ushered in behind Gartakar, who keeps walking.
Well, this is a bit nicer of a place to stay, I must
Gartakar! You didn't tell me I was having surfacers for dinner!
Well, this is going real well, isn't it?
Hang on.
And you can hear a loud... Ah.
Still didn't do it.
Oh, well. Whatever.
You really tried.
Yeah, that was a really good dragon breathy.
It was.
Dragon sounds like he has apnea.
Except it's just going to sound like Casey Kasem sighing after a smooth jazz number.
The dulcet tones of the electrical orchestra.
Exactly, that's what it's going to sound like.
And Gartakar keeps walking.
Well, the f***ing dragon then.
There's only one guard, eh?
And he will say in Dwarven, follow.
I guess I speak Dwarven.
You do.
I do.
Lucas, one thing I never did discuss with you. Do you have Undercommon as a language?
No. Why would I?
Write it down.
Okay.
If you make charisma checks using Undercommon, you're at disadvantage. You've been down here long enough working and being immersed in it. You have acquired the language.
It's like that IU. But it's at disadvantage.
Well, if you're trying to persuade somebody.
Yeah, okay. If you're trying to lie to somebody, if you're trying to persuade, if you're trying to intimidate.
I can understand directions in French. That doesn't mean that I could sell, you know, some shoes to somebody.
Yeah, you fumble the words. Yeah. You're not.
You have really hairy shoulders.
Sure. Thanks, Matt.
You don't speak eloquently, but you can communicate.
Okay.
And you can understand.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I don't actually have Undercommon as a language. You may treat it the
same way. I told you to do that.
Okay.
You above me should have it, since you fought in the Undercommon.
Not a real language, according to 5th Ed.
Yes, it is. It's listed in the book.
Look below the rest of them. It's like the last
roll
one listed.
Will save.
And the languages you're not supposed to have.
Does not say that.
Says exotic.
Not having it special. Show me where it says that.
Appreciation.
I want a dwarven.
Hey, did I hear someone say something about dinner?
You are dinner, mate.
Gartakar will pause and look at you as stones are shaken from the ceiling by the voice.
God?
Yes, he is kind of that stupid.
And he will continue in.
Oh, I kind of wish the dragon was voiced by Morgan Freeman now.
Yeah, oh God, cast the dragon.
Just wait.
Don't bitch out and say Benedict Cumberbatch either.
No.
Gilbert Godfrey.
He was already a character.
Yeah.
I just want everything.
Garnet a car.
I just want Jeff to do his Gilbert Godfrey every night from here on out.
All right. You didn't say I was having surfacers. That's horrible. That sounds like.
Yeah, it was.
F you. It sounds like my mother in law.
Or, what did that sound like?
My mother in law.
No,
said
what
it.
The f is that guy's name? The guy who's in. I can
doesn't
see
matter.
Him.
The guy who's in I can see it.
Dave Matthews.
No.
Wow. Wow.
In Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Richard Dreyfuss?
Yeah. That's who you sounded like.
Okay.
Gar to Gar.
Wow.
Wow. Moving on.
Mr. Holland's opus.
You guys come down this cavern into the main chamber of this area. You can see rooms off to one side, and around this entire area is a pile of gold and treasure.
Beans.
And laying on top of it is this massive red dragon. Mechanically huge size.
I cast an illusion. Can't actually do that. I just thought I'd try. It worked last time.
Kira stops in the opening and starts manically waving her hands.
I'm not really here. Do I have my fucking focus? Did he? He gave. No, I made a rudimentary one.
That's right. We're good. I think he also gave us our stuff back, Matt.
Okay. Well, yeah, but Matt lost his.
Oh, that's right.
In the market,
that's but right. I made one with my little special powers. Fuck. Where's that shield spell?
Yeah, that plus one AC is going to be great when everything's on fire in a
minute.
It's
a plus four.
Oh, is it plus four?
He gets shield.
Yeah, I already have 19 armor class, like, plus five.
Too bad it relies on a dex save.
No. I have a four. No, it's plus one. Shit, fuck.
All right, then. What the hell do you want?
They bring, Gartakar brings you further into the chamber, and the dragon raises its head and looks at you and says, bring them forward so I can see them.
Is the size of a church door. You can't see me from here.
I would have a few moments with them. Leave. And make sure you take any of your invisible observers with you.
What? That was my voice. I was surprised.
We never got the dragon's name yet, have we? I'm looking at my notes.
Yes, you did.
Is it Thimbershod then?
It is.
Okay.
So a dragon.
Thimbershod.
You see Gartakar kind of like not sure what to do, and eventually he scoots off towards one of the rooms on the other side of the cavern and holds the door open and waits for a minute. And then goes in and shuts the door.
Does detect
magic? Not too bad.
Detect magic, does that show invisible thing?
No, it does not. Okay.
Never mind. Not too bad for a giant fire-breathing lizard.
What do you mean? What do you mean giant? As you look at him, he is fat.
Fair enough.
Did he just say big fat pig?
Played by Dom DeLuise, because He inspired that thought. The last
Tom DeLuise.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what brings a bunch of surfacers to Gracklestock?
Fear, mostly.
What are your names? I don't get out much. Tell me, who are you? What are you doing here?
You don't get out, like, you don't travel much, or you don't get out of this cavern very often.
No, I get out of the cavern every day. I have to keep the forges lit.
Ah.
Well, my name's Marek, Your Highness.
Thembershaw is fine.
Oh, okay. Mr. Thembershaw, my name's Marek Steelblast.
You look like a holy man.
Yeah.
Who do you worship?
You know, my god.
He's an
I
awesome
don't want
god.
To have, I would hate to offend the people of this area with my own.
You're not sure
beliefs.
You've ever seen a dragon smile.
You know, a man's religion is a very personal thing.
Not usually for a priest.
Yeah. But you're really scary. And I want my friends to live.
Do I smell a Solinor?
You said no.
So I'm shocked you remembered the word.
Yeah, fucking read the thing you sent me. Not a dick. All the time.
We were in harmony there. That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Great. I'm glad you guys gave your periods at the same time. No, I'm not that fanciful yet.
No?
You know, but one's got goals. Eh?
What about you, Elf?
My name is Elino.
Out loud?
No.
Or? No? Don't do that.
Do what?
Was that out loud?
No.
Oh, shit. The dwarf takes 5 steps away.
She's doing that thing where she gets in people's heads. I'm sure dragons fucking love that.
Oh, please talk again.
It's a stare off at this point, people.
Like, because of the thing, when this gets edited out, it will go right to my voice right now. It looks like I'm interrupting, but we've been watching these guys stare at each other for about 15 seconds now, and Troy refuses to speak out loud. So I can't wait to see what them.
There's no backing down.
Roll intimidate on the dragon.
I'm trying to intimidate.
Speak, elf!
I have.
The dragon stands up.
When he stands up and starts to move, do you like tubas play? Like a fat guy walks in a cartoon?
It's a glandular problem.
I like the stairs. They're fun.
It will kneel, it will bend down towards you and say, you should not, A, muck about in the head of a dragon, and B, should not let everyone know that you can.
I mean, it's not really intrusive.
To something like this that is very pompous and arrogant about its power, yes, it is. It's very presumptuous.
There aren't a lot of things in D&D that are telepathic, and almost all of them are scary.
Stool's not. He's cute.
It's not really telepathic, is it?
He's not telepathic.
He's no, the not mushroom.
Like
organic.
Like fucking mind flayers and high level wizards, and I'm trying to think of other things that, like things that come out of the plains and like slaughter whole villages. Those are the things that are telepathic. Because I don't even think dragons are.
No, they are not.
So you're literally showing it something that you can do that it can't. And like I said, things that do that are like fucking mind flayers. Yeah.
So I will pop into your head and say, just tell them, let them know I can't speak.
I'll have to be honest, Mr. Great Worm, sir, your royal.
See, he's better at this than you are, George.
Your royal scaliness.
I'm sorry, you're the first I've ever seen.
I don't know if I've ever actually heard the elf speak. Well, speak and not speak. I think you get the point.
I do. So this is a disability. Poor elf. Where are you from? Supposed to make it up before now, Troy.
Yeah, well, you know, one hasn't done.
What are we at, like 6 months in?
And he will look to the human. What are you doing down here where you can't even see?
Well, if I had a fucking choice, I wouldn't be here.
Really?
Yes, if you'd point me to the surface, I will walk my happy ass out of here.
It will point one claw up.
I know you've got the wings and stuff, but we humans are... up doesn't do very well. We gotta have a surface to walk on. But I appreciate the help. I didn't realize that it was up, being on underground and all that.
And you, half-breed.
He just stands and looks.
My god, you are all rude. Speak, tell me about yourselves.
My wife was killed by a yak, sir.
That's horrible. Yaks are filthy creatures.
I know, right?
The name is Nexus. Look, we're all just trying to get out of here.
I assume that has something to do with Gartakar.
Oh, it does.
Has more to do with demon lords, but Gartakar seems to be the first problem.
Do you know anything about the demon lords?
Which ones? Yes.
All of them.
The ones that
Mostly the two-headed ones who like to throw buildings at us.
You know, like the ones who have broken free. Here.
Interesting. Did you get screwed with by the mind flayers?
I didn't, as I look over to the dwarf.
I mean, like, one mind flare, but he's really short now. So
perception,
I don't know if that
check,
affects... Matt. Nat 20.
Nice.
You see Bepito scurry under the dragon across the gold.
That guy. That guy right there.
Wait, what?
What?
What guy? Is it? I mean, that's a dragon.
No, Bepito. Right, he went under the dragon. You know.
It snakes its head down and looks under it.
There's the little Darrow mind flayer now.
You did get fucked with by the mind flayers, didn't you?
No, I got a nat 20.
And no, nobody else saw it.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I'm not sure that one's right in the head.
No, he said he was going to come for me on account of smashing his face in with that hammer.
Dragon's reaction to that.
You know
is...
what? You guys were still on your voyage.
He turns back to somebody
My
else.
Bad.
So, what has Gartakar told you so far?
He said he's got a job, but I'm assuming you're the one who actually has the job.
I think he wanted to eat us.
No,
I think Gartakar wanted you to eat us.
No, he will actually have work for
you. Oh, thank God.
Which one?
It's very personal. I don't want to offend you.
You hear a cock crow in the background.
Your Judeo-Christian beliefs mean nothing in Faerun, asshole.
You don't know that.
The only cock crowing I hear is when Jeff opens his fucking cum flap, so... I'm sorry. I only meant like 15%.
Apologize to Schroeder.
You're good. You're good, man. Okay. I also have a job for you. Completely separate, and well, maybe not completely separate, but more for me than for Gartakar.
Okay.
I want to know what he wants. I've been watching as they plot and plan for years, and I know they're up to something, and I need to know what it is.
Wouldn't have anything to do with the drow in town, you'd...
No, I don't give a shit about the drow.
You're probably the only one.
Bring them.
And I'll pop in your head. What does he give?
Probably. But if whatever this is, it's clearly bothering him, so... I don't know. Oh. Kira says, oh, out loud. The mute one wants to know what does bother you.
Inferior beings trying to keep me in the dark.
Well, that would be silly. You can make fire.
Again, not right in the head.
I mean, that's just rude.
I need to know what they're planning. I need to know what's going on behind my back.
I don't exactly think they're going to be sharing that with the likes of us.
I don't know, but if you were to work for me, come and report to me before you report to Gartakar. Tell me what's going on.
And they're actually going to be giving us that much freedom around here. So far, all I've seen is...
If you are my agents, you will have gold badges to get you through the city from my own horde.
Point of order. I guess more to if your characters... Can dragons actually see...
Most of the time.
That would be an arcana check.
Yeah, I was going to say, as far as D&D, I don't know.
He said point of order. That's out of game.
It's 23.
That's a 23? Yeah. It depends on the dragon.
I mean, some of them could cast spells.
Yes.
That might detect magic.
Well, I mean, because he asked.
Some of them,
that's why I asked,
some of them have true
magic.
Seeing.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah,
because he asked for him
to take his invisible people.
His invisible friends out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Would he know that they're all gone?
But would he have seen Bepito or sensed him? And what about you? Can you, because you talk to minds, can you sense the number of sentient minds in the area?
No.
Damn it.
Actually, a detect thoughts spell will do that. Somebody has a helmet that'll do that.
No.
Yes. Beans.
No. My question, I guess, is to lead to, I have something I can do.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm trying to suss out whether or not he would actually be able to see if they're remaining, truly.
Are you going to speak to him in his mind?
Well, since Cody's my conduit, I'll
puppet more of your thoughts.
Basically to ask him.
This one wants to know if that was a good bluff or not.
Which bluff would that be?
That's my thoughts, exactly. But she wants to know whether or not you can actually see invisible people.
You assume that I can't?
You can shrug yourself. I don't need to translate that.
I mean, yeah, I would shrug, but I guess I want to communicate that I can probably find out if there really are invisible.
She thinks she can one-up you if you can't.
And I'll just, like, do that. And
do what?
Face
for the audience, thank you.
While you're looking around, take a look for that thing that's screwing in his head that makes him see people.
No, man, like, no, you use your helmet. Use the sense and thoughts thing. I'm not crazy. There's a little mind flayer Darrow thingy under his armpit somewhere.
Right now. You see it. You see him.
No, it's scurried. It's one of them scurrying right. Mind flayers.
That's what mind flayers do. They scurry like spiders.
Do it and then make fun of me if I'm wrong. It'll be new fodder for you. It'll be great. You're just afraid I'm right.
I sense Matt's thoughts.
Well, detect thoughts works like detect magic. You can sense anything with an intelligence above 3.
Is it Matt's?
Are you sure I can
Matt's,
if I can't see him?
Matt's mm-hmm. thoughts or the dwarf's thoughts?
Really?
Read the spell.
I thought you had to make line of sight with him.
Or read the helmet. One or the other.
I don't see sense thoughts.
Detect thoughts.
So, that's why. Yeah.
Because I'm stupid in the real world, too.
Fuck. Don't cut that.
Don't cut by it.
You can read the thoughts of certain creatures.
So the question stands whether or not...
You can focus your mind on any one creature that you can see within 30 feet. Because invisibility actually protects you from a lot of shit.
I know. While wearing this helm, you can use an action to cast the Detect Thoughts spell, DC 13. As long as you maintain concentration on the spell, you can use a bonus action to send a telepathic message to a creature you are focused on. It can reply using a bonus action to do so while focus on it continues. While focusing on a creature with Detect Thoughts, you can... Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, as I say, I'm pretty sure I have to be able to see them and they have to be within 30
I don't know
feet.
What I don't know what the fuck I was reading, but...
Then use it on me. Did I hallucinate it or see it? You can tell, right?
Nope.
You believe you saw it.
Fuck. I did see it.
You guys turn away from your conversation and Themberchod is just like on an elbow watching you guys.
This is about how...
No, I'm waiting for his response. Oh, what? He needs assistance to suss out any invisible people.
No, I don't. Thank you for your concern.
Oh, great and powerful Oz. Do you have any idea what fluff balls are used for?
What fluff balls?
I just open the bag and show it to him.
They make great additions to my hoard.
All right, then. As I intentionally zip it back up and tie it back onto my side.
So do we get our badges now? Is there a secret handshake?
Gartakar will provide your badges. Okay. Don't worry. I know that you will work for me. There's no question as to whether you will work for me.
No, but of course. Volunteer all the way.
Yeah. You should probably go through that door and speak to Gartakar now. I'm sure he has work lined up for you.
Sweet. Working for a dragon. I'm going to carry this goddamn bag of fluff for forever, thinking it's going to be useful, and it's going to be worth jack shit the entire game.
Like, Cody knows what it is, right?
No, Cody does not know. Cody doesn't know all the magic items.
I know. Do you want me to tell you?
No.
Okay.
I like that I don't know.
Okay.
Unless they're tribbles. Are they tribbles?
They're not tribbles.
I can't...
They're not multiplying.
Yeah, I think by now it would notice as my bag is overflowing.
Ooh, have I literally googled.
Are they Mogwais?
I googled D&D 5e bag of fluff balls and found the answer.
That's funny.
Matt hates mystery.
I just figured Cody already knew. He's kind of the guru. But he was playing the character not knowing.
No, there are like 200 some odd magic items. Yeah. I don't know all of them. I very rarely use them. I hate magic items in the game, actually.
Yes, we know. You would let us have
them. You would never give them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't care for the weapons so much, but little odds and ends like this, like the helmet telepathy.
Oh yeah,
that plays
patches.
Fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. The patches.
Yeah,
that was fun.
I agree.
Especially when you can find creative ways of using it.
I agree.
So you have been, what's
released?
The word? No,
dismissed.
Dismissed. Thank you, and told to go through the door.
Thank you.
We do so.
Yeah, turn around and head out.
Okay. Gartakar is... You almost knock him over when you open the door. It's like he's almost against the door trying to listen. Big, thick-ass door. He couldn't possibly have heard anything. But...
Your boss says you need to bathe more often. You smell like ass.
I'm going to spend 3 side points and gain perfect senses, which means I can see invisible creatures and objects within 10 feet.
Okay. No, you do not.
Not that I know that she's doing that, but as I step out and see Gartakar, I'm going to, like, suddenly wave my hand furiously out to the side. Kira's kind of paranoid, so I just imagine an odd moment.
Is there a fly?
Yes.
It's a nervous twitch.
I haven't seen many of those down here.
Right.
Okay, so you lot are in my service.
I mean, actually, it sounds like we're in the dragon's service, but semantics, of course.
Yes, of course. What did he want?
Again, recommending that you bathe more often.
Mm.
Strong sense of smell, that one. And your odor must be quite heavy to get past all the smoke in his nostrils.
He said to give us some badges.
Yes, we'll see to that once I've explained the situation.
Okay.
And he will take you further into the further into the cavern, away from the dragon, and sit you down and explain that Themberchaud's time is almost done. And
I mean, I know he's fat, but...
He's fat, and he's getting to the point that if we don't act soon, we won't be able to...
Do you mean physically?
That's not what they mean.
No, that's not what he means.
Well, he's fat. Just asking.
I want Matt to ask about Weight Watchers and his accent.
How many points is a dwarf?
Can't you just feed him potatoes for 2 weeks?
I've had 3 to 4 ears of corn for breakfast every day since Saturday. It's amazing.
What nature roll to understand why? Like, I get why.
What do you mean?
I don't know if my character would understand why they want to remove Thimbershot. I get it.
No, I mean, you could...
I don't know how easy that would be to deduce.
No, he'll explain. Oh, okay. I mean, we keep the dragon here, and we feed him, we pamper him, we keep him happy, and he keeps our forges lit. Once they reach a certain age, they are too willful. They want to be free. They want to be on their own, and they realize that we have kept them here as a prisoner, even in a pampered cell.
Insert somewhere out there the song. Go ahead.
Bible.
So this was, no, like a, this I got was it. A cave that he's been kept in, not an open...
I mean, he...
Right? It's got a door.
Yeah, it's a cavern.
But he says he can get out.
But he can't... He doesn't go out and fly.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like...
That's what I'm trying to get at. He's kept in a enclosed area.
Yeah, I mean, the cavern ceilings in Gracklestug are high, but it's not something he could go soaring through.
So, like, how many times have you guys done this before?
This happens every few centuries.
Where do you give a baby red dragon to start over with?
Well, that's where you guys come in.
Oh, shit.
We had one. We had an egg.
And
we
fucking dwarf stole it. Some cultists.
Actually, a band of thieves. The only band of thieves here in Gracklestug. Theft is a offense punishable by death on the spot. Not just by the guards, but by the city. The citizens of the city.
Right.
We haven't been able to track down anybody from the Grey Ghosts.
Grey Ghosts?
The Grey Ghosts.
The Grey Ghost!
Excellent
old-timey radio voice. Good job.
The only one who has been identified is a Darrow named Droki.
Droki?
Droki.
And he's a member of the Grey Ghosts?
He works with them. We don't know if he's a member.
How do you spell ghosts? Is it G-H or G-O-H?
G-H-O.
Yeah, I f***ed it up.
That's go like the game.
I only eat vegetables. I have no protein. Where's my sunflower seeds?
Where are my keys?
Hey, Matt, have a salad.
Oh, so it's reverted to a third grade
intelligence? I love how you opened like a 2-quart fucking container of sunflower seeds and just swallowed a whole bunch of them.
Hey, you can buy them in bulk at Fresh Time. It's awesome. It's where I got my nutritional yeast.
Did you say Droki?
Yes.
I started to write it and then Matt asked how to spell ghost.
Droki, he's a Darrow in the Grey Ghost.
Yeah. Isn't Grey Ghost the name of the fucking thing from Batman the Animated Series? Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I said it that way, because that's how they introduce him in that.
Yes. I need you to track down Droki, and then use him to track down the Grey Ghosts.
Last known whereabouts.
Where do the Darrow, like, stay here? Are they in those apartments I saw?
No, they're in the bottom of the chasm.
I think it's
off to the west side.
Do you have a crane? Or perhaps an elevator? I don't want to walk that far.
You know those don't look anything alike, right?
Something similar. A scale.
Fire pole.
Fucking 300 feet down on a fire pole. The friction burns to your inner thighs would be insane.
The first 40 feet are probably great.
Yeah, you're like, wee, this is great. Ow, ow, fucking ow.
Yes.
Lovely.
Droki is sometimes spotted in the Blade Bazaar.
Sweet. So we're looking for a random Darrow in hopes of finding some sort of ghostly people that stole your egg.
You can probably spot him by his hat.
Oh, he's got a distinctive hat, does he?
He does have a distinctive hat.
Most excellent.
Yes. Looks like two giant tassels.
So he's a jester, then?
I don't know, but he's sneaky as shit. He always sees the invisible Durgar coming, and he's fast.
Do you have any other discerning features if he's not wearing his hat?
He's always wearing the hat.
What was the name of that bazaar again?
The Blade Bazaar.
Was that where? Like 7 times.
I was going to say, we walked through there, right?
Yeah. I just never heard the name, or remember hearing the name.
I don't know that I ever said it. So you lot are going to take these badges. You will have run of the city. You are answerable to me for anything that you fuck up. Fuck up too bad in the middle of the street, and the guards will deal with you. Don't try and leave. do this for me and I will see you I will see you out of here, if that's what you want.
What happened to the drow?
What drow? The one in the prison. As I understand it, her mistress came looking for her.
Did they leave the city?
I doubt it.
I don't know.
They wanted to fuck us up, so probably hey, not.
What's the local law on, like, you know...
Self-defense?
Yeah, self-defense.
It totally depends on the situation.
Okay. So, like, what's the local law on the self-defense if, like, a drow priestess attacks us?
Depends on the pull of the drow priestess.
So we should hide the body, like, really good.
Or if she calls for help, you don't want to be there.
Right. So, like, kill her really fast and then hide the body really good.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Sure, that'll work.
What kind of priest are you?
That's why I said I don't like this plan. I'm a dumb boy.
How long do we have?
About how long do we have to accomplish this lovely mission?
As quickly as possible, because I don't know what they have planned for the egg.
You only do about three things with eggs, and you're only looking for one of them, so they intend to do the other two.
Well, it's either just a slight against us. They plan to sell it. They plan to hatch it.
How long ago was it again? They took it?
It's been a couple weeks.
What do you guys do with the old dragons when you get rid of them?
We get rid of them.
I mean, like, do you eat them? Like, that's a lot.
Dude, fuck off. just letting you know it went away. It fell away a little bit.
They make amazing armor.
But how do you, like, kill them?
Very carefully.
Yeah. This is just really fascinating.
That's why we can't let him get too much bigger.
Oh, he's not full grown. He's freaking gigantic.
No, he's not.
I can't tell if Matt is being
brilliant. I'm being coy. I'm being coy.
I can't tell if Matt is being brilliant or unintentionally brilliant.
Huh.
Broken clock. I mean,
do you poison him? Do you have to, like, feed him a bunch of rotten darrow? Like, how does that work?
No, we subdue him. We subdue like him psionically, and we...
Oh, that's neat.
He doesn't like psionic. Hmm. Unfortunately, most of the Durgar have at least some talent.
Like a Care Bear stare. That's anachronistic. Never mind.
I don't say anything. Only orcs. We're half orcs.
Sorry. I don't say anything. Holding that back.
Like a Care Bear stare. I want a picture of him. So he mind flare projecting like the...
From his tummy.
From like...
Hearts and rainbows.
The little cloudy.
The, another Durgar will come in from Thimberchild's chamber bearing a tray with four badges on it. And Gartakar will reach into a cabinet, pull something out and toss it to Morik. Say, I understand you lost yours.
I open the package.
It's a holy symbol.
Is it the right one?
Yeah. It's for Latigar.
I'm good. I made a new one. Thank you.
Really?
Yes.
Who is it for? Let me see it. How did you make it?
Trade secrets, bro. I politely tuck it back and hand it to him.
We got to get going.
I'm imagining there's a cloth, because otherwise wouldn't it fucking hurt me?
No.
I thought there was like
a medallion?
Are you a vampire?
No, I thought you couldn't, as a good follower of a good cleric, touching an evil relic would...
If that was true, you'd have lost your powers the minute you stepped foot in that brothel, I think.
I rolled the flaw. I'm
only if
sorry.
He said, I'll take that one.
God. Yeah, instant powers revoked.
I'll take the short one. It makes my dick look big. Not done in the voice.
So that's your internal Deadpool monologue.
Shut up!
Huh?
Shut up!
All right. I guess we'll go hunt.
If the badges don't work and the guards give you trouble, show them the holy symbol.
Okie dokie then. Thanks for the assistance.
And you are released.
Like on the spot?
Yeah. You're told to go get to work.
Cool. I want to walk counterclockwise around all of Gracklestug before I go across the bridge.
This way?
Yeah.
For point of order, my invisibility since last Friday.
Oh, God, they're everywhere. No, I'm serious. You come out and you can see back over to the manor house. There are fucking rows of them. There are guards everywhere. They're walking down the street. They're keeping watch invisibly. Nobody knows for sure when someone's watching.
Now, does that something... Can you tell what creature it is, or just that there's like an outline that you see?
I'm assuming I can see invisible.
What's it say?
Maybe like see him when you're in the ring. Right?
Are you seeing an aura, or are you seeing invisible?
Yeah, you can see invisible creatures and objects within 10 feet.
Okay,
of
so you're seeing full view.
Yeah, you're seeing everything.
Yeah, and I mean, as you're walking down the road, you notice them, and they notice that you notice them, and they are watching you.
Oh, I would not be. It'd be more like in the
surreptitious.
Like I'd be
make looking, a deception check.
I'd be looking forward for watching where I'm going.
I think if you saw like 75 people that you
I
didn't
wouldn't see it.
Before.
I only see it 10 feet away from me.
God, can you tell that you're seeing them and that they are invisible to everybody
yes.
else? Because otherwise, you just be like, "Oh, excuse me," and they're like, "What?"
Yes, you can. You can Dirt differentiate.
That's a 5 on deception.
Yeah, they notice.
See, what I like best about all this is so Kira's plan to walk counterclockwise is to see if there are exits, which I'm very obviously going to see an exit southwest out, I'm assuming.
There are
right?
giant gates.
Right. But the whole time, I've not seen anyone, I'm betting.
You see people going about their business on the streets.
Right.
But you see guards every once in a while. They're just on patrol.
Right. But what I'm saying is we're going to get to that point, and Kira will have a big grin on her face and turn to everyone else and be like, we need to make a run for it. Looks like it's pretty clear all the way to this gate, eh?
You see these giant gates.
Right.
Two guards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What do I see?
You see dozens.
Yeah. Like, as we're walking, I am pointing out whatever I see. I'm like, there's guards here, there's guards there, there's guards there, wherever.
Because I just like that moment that we're going to get there. I'll be like, hi, this will be easy. Just get the others, make a break for it, come back over the bridge, right out the gates.
No, there's about 12 of them.
Huh? Starts looking around.
You know how Durgar can be invisible.
Oh, shit, they're fucking invisible?
Aren't you a fucking soldier down here?
Right. Yes.
Fighting drow.
Who wouldn't be able to have seen invisible things?
Right.
Also
she,
true.
She can't see visible things half the time.
Also
down
also
here?
True.
Absolutely, because they're not visible because it's fucking dark. So I'm like, otherwise I'm just going to kind of peruse as I loop around there. If there are any
around
other
this way?
Yeah. Any other major features?
All...
Forges, etc.
Forges, residential, higher class society on this side. Stone giants.
No shit.
Yeah. This cavern.
Visible or invisible stone giants?
Visible.
Okay.
How many?
You see one outside working.
Do they appear to be, like, as if they are enslaved? Or
no.
Okay.
Because stone giants are surface dwellers, right?
Some.
Okay, they don't have to be exclusively.
They don't have to be. Yes, to the that'd be the west.
Working
the west,
what? What's he doing?
It looks like he's tending the stones.
Just watering them
in his
and
garden?
I mean Zen garden.
Make an insight check.
I kinda wanna know what he's doing.
9.
12.
10.
17.
It looks like he's pruning them. It looks like he's meditating. Yeah.
This is a little
this is a garden.
I mean, I assume that a lot of creatures like this can meld and warp stone.
How are stone golems?
Stone giants,
stone
not golems.
Stone giants. So, never mind.
Is he hatching eggs?
Okay, no, I guess I'm
no.
missing. Are stone giants actually made of stone? Am I crazy?
No, they are flesh and bone, but they have a much tougher hide.
Okay.
Grayish color.
Okay. I'm just confusing it with
18
golem.
Feet tall. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at, I think it's in. Is it in Xanathar's where they go through?
No, it's not.
No,
it's Monster
in,
Manual.
No, there's a big section on giants in the other one.
It might be
Volos.
Volos. In Volos, there's like 20 pages on giants, and you can read about how they're like descended from whatever. They're essentially,
like...
they're titans, basically. So
yeah,
they
yeah.
are titans descended from shit that was rocky. So
no, I just wasn't sure if they were made of stone, like as if he was like. Pruning
just like the cloud giants,
next of kin.
Just like the cloud giants of Horde of the Dragon Queen weren't made of cloud, but they were clouds.
Right,
they
right.
like flying fortresses.
I'm sorry. So you think he's pruning next of kin? So like he's clipping toenails?
No, because I thought he was made of stone for some reason. I don't know how stone golems are created. Maybe they
giants
out of the ground. That's the I know, but that's how I got confused because I thought giant. I thought golem, not giant.
Is there anything else interesting as we walk around besides a stone giant?
Troy, as you with your insight, you get. Kind of the impression that he's an ascetic.
A Jew?
Ascetic.
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 Like a monk. Not. Doesn't look like a combat monk.
Yeah.
Looks like a meditative monk.
And he's this cavern here?
This cavern here. As you come around this way along the
furrow?
Yeah, Ladiger's Furrow. This area down here, you can see a gate. You see Darrow, and you see old watchtowers.
Of Durgar construction or different?
Yes, Durgar construction.
Old as in no longer in use? Or
old
just
as in no longer in use.
Interesting.
Does it
is
look
he
like...
still seeing invisible people?
How long does it last?
An hour.
Yeah, you guys probably didn't spend that long walking around.
We're not really stopping, we're just walking.
What is that?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
As we're walking, I would like to call out in my brain at her.
Did we establish that didn't work that way?
I would assume it doesn't.
So it's a one-way gate. She has to open it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Elena.
I mean, I would maintain an open dialogue as you we're walking, because I'm pointing out the invisible things that I see.
Right. You would that's fine. It. You guys can hide mind it.
No, I would be like, you know, hey, so, you know, can you get word to the dragon with your brain powers?
No, I have to.
Shit.
Do you have sending?
What about your fancy helmet?
Nope.
Damn it.
Now this gate, is it running parallel or perpendicular to the furrow? It looks like
this
it
is the gate.
Okay, so it is running perpendicular.
Yes. But it is closing off this section of the furrow.
But how does that work?
What do you mean?
If I'm going over a bridge that's several hundred feet above the gorge.
Yes.
Where is that gate?
Down at the bottom of the gorge, coming up about 100 feet.
Okay. 100 feet?
Like not all of it is door.
There's a guard tower.
Yeah, it's closed off. There's a wall, and there's a gate down at the bottom.
I don't know that I would be able to see that because of light, but I get what you're saying now.
No, it's lit.
Oh, it is?
The whole area would be dimly lit.
So way down there, we see people loitering around a gate.
Well, you see people milling about. Not really loitering, but yeah.
I'm sorry, did you just argue the difference between loitering and milling?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess to be fair, loitering is standing around, milling is moving
going
around.
About your business.
So do we all want to look for a man in a funny hat then?
I guess so.
Well, you guys still have stuff in the market that you hadn't finished.
Oh yeah, no, lots of business we need to do.
You can deal with that. You can be on the lookout for Droki. You can check in on your NPCs. You can...
We also got to talk to Salt Baron.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have a plethora of books.
Yeah, that's kind of... You had it here, I thought.
Yeah, right I looked here? Up the helm.
So we deal with Salt Baron, who's going to help us get the hell out of here. Yeah.
Yeah.
We... What the hell else is going on in here? We obviously have our NPCs. We got to look out for this Darrow. And then meanwhile, there's some crazy shit happening in terms of the sort of secret police and possible Zent involvement.
I forgot about the Zent.
I mean, the bar is where you're going to be able to pump people for information, but we probably should check in on our NPCs since we've been gone for how long?
Overnight.
All right, I'm with you. I vote on that.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen to me.